Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the deep. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the deep.
Truth is I'm options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Please take me to
matters with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Good morning. Happy New Year to each one of my Blog Talk friends that come online, that's on the telephone, maybe listening in your car at home. I want to say Happy New Year's to you and welcome again for being a listener to Joy and Peace Outreach. I am so glad and elated that you have come. And before we start, we will have prayer. Lord, I'm looking forward to this new year. It is full of promise. Hold on. Praise God, praise God. We give God the praise today because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Sorry for the interruption. Oh, gracious Father, Lord, I'm looking forward to this new year. It is full of promises and hope. Though I know that challenges will come, as well, I know you have all the courage, the strength, faithfulness, and love I need to meet each moment from a perspective of peace. I just need to say thank you in prayer, listening to the Heavenly Father for your spirit to guide me and turn my thoughts continuous back toward you, Lord Jesus. That's the key to a good day, a good year, a good life, Lord Jesus. Lord, the best thing about the new year is the world new. All the resolution I make are meaningless unless and I truly come from the inside out. Give me a new attitude, Lord, a new focus, a new passion, a new mission, all based on the new things you want me to do through me this year. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Today we're going to be talking about being content. Praise God, praise God. And on being content today, you know, one of the greatest mysteries of Christianity is contentment. At least one must resume it is a mystery because so few people have found it. Actually, contentment is an attitude. You know, there are many people who seemingly have little or no regards for material possession. They accept poverty as a normal living condition, and their major concern is which doorway we will sleep in tonight, what stopover point will we have tonight, what tree will I lay under tonight, who can I get to help me tonight. It could be today or tonight, but contentment. You know, hardly so, because that's a description that fit the winos found in different areas of your city. In contrast, all the affluent who have the best our society has to offer at their disposal, their homes or the community show place, their summer cottage homes are more like small hotels, and their automobile costs more than most family homes. Does that abundance guarantee contentment? No. Consider the amount of alcohol and tranquilizer many of them consume because they can't find contentment. You know, it's hard to imagine that this group is any more contented than the previous one. When you look, we have someone that just came on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Thank you for calling in. We're talking about being contented. Would you like to say something this morning? Well, or you just want to listen in?
Well, you can finish. You can finish what you were saying, and then I'll come in.
Okay, then. Thank you.
I didn't want to interrupt your thought.
Okay. We thank our first caller for coming on the air. We have some more on that's on mute right now, but we thank each and every one of you for coming on. And as you prepare to come on, if you want to say anything, just press 1 on your keypad and the number to call in. If you want to call a friend and tell them to come online today, the number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And you know, as I was thinking about the topic to start off the new year, you know, if any money can't buy it, and poverty doesn't provide it. What is contentment? You know, contentment, contrary to popular opinion, is not being satisfied where you are. It is knowing God's plan for your life, having the conviction to live it, and believe that God's peace is greater than the world's problem. You know, when you have contentment, even as I went to Philippians on 4 and 12, it said, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer. And it also says in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And that lets you know, even just because you're in a state right now of not having a job, or your pay have dropped, or they cut your check off, God has a plan, and you need to work in the plan of God. Be content. No, you may not like the situation right now, but it happened for a reason. You know, but often we get so involved in day-to-day activity of earning a living and raising a family, that we forget our real purpose is to serve God. Consequently, the trivial problems such as buying a new car or attending a higher position begin to cloud our conscious mind. And God's plan becomes an abstract goal rather than our focus. You know, we can focus on so much of the worldly stuff that we take our mind off the main focus, which is Jesus Christ. You know, in Mark 4:18-19, the word of God said, any others of the ones on whom seeds were sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, and the word of the world, and the deceitfulness of righteousness, and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it become unfruitful. See, when you focusing upon everything but the word of God, see, if you focus on God and don't worry about all these little trivial things that you have going on around you, don't you know when you give God praise and worship, you give God glory, he'll come in and say, I see my daughter, I see my son, I see my child, I know they need, but look how they worshiping me. Look how they're giving me praise. They contented in spite of knowing what's going on. They praising me in spite of what the condition look like. And in spite of what somebody else saying, they continue on praising me. My. You know, when you think about that, being content. No, you don't want to be in the situation you in all the time. But sometimes you got to be content to work yourself out of it, because God is trying to work on you from the inside where it show out on the outside. So sometimes we got to be in an uncomfortable position. Sometimes he have to put us in a place where we'll be, say, well, our mind will say, I'm contented. In whatever state I am, I'm going to be content. And when you start focusing on God's word, and not on your issue and so-and-so issue, but just keep your focus on God, you're going to be surprised how when you start seeing doors opening here, doors opening there, and you're going to just go to say, I done went over into the supernatural. Look how God is just opening doors. I didn't even think about such and such a thing. I didn't even know about such and such a thing. Because you had put yourself up being contented in where you was at. And we give God praise for that. You know, and Christians get trapped into a discontent life by adopting worldly goals. How many of you out today have already said what y'all going to do at the first of the year, the beginning of the year, resolutions, y'all going to do this and going to do that? But did you consult God on all those things, or these things that you picked up? Picked out at the top of your head, I want to do thus, 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 and thus. And in a month, 2 or 3 months' time, you done drop them resolution. But when you keep your mind focused on God, through whatever situation you're going through, what you will learn how to be content. We give God praise right now. I'm going to bring my caller back on the air. Her call dropped. Caller, you back on the air?
Thank you.
I know your call dropped. I could tell.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Yes, Lord. You know, often a successful man or woman comes to the Lord out of desperation when he and she realize that his or her whole life is characterized by fear and anxiety, and the accumulation of assets has not alleviated the fear. You know, for a while after accepting Christ as Savior, there is a peace and a real desire to commit everything to God. You know, when you come into that realization where you can commit everything to God, no matter what's going on around you, you still going to praise the Lord. And they're going to say, girl, the tub done fell in on you. And you still praising the Lord. You coming, just worshiping. You, every time I talk to you, you saying what God done. This, then, but girl, don't you just continue to stay in that? No, I'm not content just to stay in the rut. But really, I'm not in the rut. God has me in a holding state right now. He's working on me. He's refining me. He's putting me on that potter's wheel. Where as that wheel go round, he's taking out some stuff out of me that I didn't realize was still in me. I've been saying some things I should not have been saying. I was doing some things that I should not have been doing. And God is just working me. That's why I can be content, because he done already know he's working it out. If I just take care of his business, he going to take care of mine. And before you know it, I'm going to be doing this, I'm going to be doing that, I'm going to be running here, running there, but it's going to be at God's pace, not mine. That's why I'm learning to be content and where I'm at. If you're not content staying in a project, keeping the project up and the clean and everything and your surrounding, and God can trust you in the project, so when he give you that mansion, you're going to know. He's going to say, well, my child have did everything that I need. They was content. When everything was going against them, car was picked up, lost their job, husband walked out on them, children cutting up. But they continue on praising me. They continue on lifting me up and doing what they can. I know what little bit they had, but they stretched what they had. So now it's time for me to bless them. It's time for me to show them how faithful they've been. And then, you know, when you think about it, and they say, girl, how did you come up? You come up overnight. Jesus was working behind the scene while you all was talking about me and ridiculing me. I was being content in the state I was in. When the bank done messed up your money, took all your money out the bank or somebody done got it, and you sitting here at Christmas time with no money, but you can be ever so grateful and thank the Lord. You know, the enemy don't want me to talk about this right now. He just shut down my computer and everything. But you know, I know God is able.
He is
an able God. And I'm going to continue on. Even, and you know, I always keep me a little flashlight because I know the weather's been bad here. So see, I'm going to continue on in Jesus' name. You know,
let me help you out here, overseer.
Go ahead.
You lost your computer. Let me put a nugget in your ear from what you heard today. The lesson today just will keep you for the rest of the year if you heard exactly what Overseer said. But the nugget here to remember for all of us, including me, the nugget here is to remember, out of all of the riches you may have attained and out of all of the losses that may have occurred in your life, riches can disappear fast. And the crown doesn't stay in the family forever. So you have to watch your business interests closely. Watch whatever you do closely. Don't make a signature or sign your name or anything unless you read it thoroughly. Watch your business closely and the interest that your business is carrying. Know the state of your flock and your herd. Know who you're walking with and signing with and living with and talking to. Be careful the things that you say, because you want to keep the contentment in your life as God has orchestrated. Know the state of your flock and your herd. Then watch the lambs and how they are clothed and what they're wearing. We can be dismissed and we can be distorted and we can be dismayed about a lot of things that are confronting our lives. So we have to be careful the lambed wool that's walking around us. be careful that you don't select the goats for the lambs, all right? And goat milk is good enough for the food for your household if there's a harvest. Be careful what you drink. Pray over everything you drink and make sure it's covered under the blood. And the new crops appear. The new crops will be appearing all the year, 2013. New crops. But be careful of the tree that looks like, identifies itself as wholesome and is not. And that's the sycamore tree. Watch the sycamore tree. They're all good-looking possibilities. They are all kind of attachments to it. It looks healthy, looks wealthy, produce great things, but the taste in that sycamore tree is ridiculous. And last but not least, as we go around the territories where we live, and the grass looks green, and it looks sometimes greener on the other side, but stay on the side of the fence that God gave you. And that comes from the book of Proverbs. A short sentence drawn from a long experience. Be careful and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mitchell. Thank you so much. You know, someone may have checked in from your end, but the current and everything went off here in my home. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to continue. That's why I say be content. You see, this topic I'm talking about right now, see, I don't know what's going on. God knows what's going on, but you see, I'm going to be content because I'm going to keep going. On this phone,
amen.
The other phone's going on, but I'm going to keep using this phone that God has given me because I'm going to be content,
amen,
in the situation that I'm in. And when I get off the line, then I find out what's going on with the current. But I'm going to be content right now. I'm going to continue on,
amen,
talking God's word. You know, for a while after accepting Christ as Savior, there's a peace and a real desire to commit everything to God. Unfortunately, since most other Christians are living naturally lives, the tendency is to fall back into the same old routine, only now realizing that it is serving the Lord. You know, the evidence to the contrary is a lack of peace. How many people you know today? This is the second day of January of a brand new year of 2013. How many of you know people that don't have no peace today? A lack of spiritual growth. I know you know some people, your neighbors, family, friends, coworkers, and a growing doubt about God. You know, Satan's plot is to use the riches of the world to keep people away from God's salvation. If this fails, he simply uses it to steer them away from God's path. You know, when you was in the project, you was at serving the Lord, reading your Bible, going to Bible study, participate in everything. When you got the house on the hill, you start washing the car, the boat, and everything else when it was time to go to the service or to the house of the Lord. You stop reading your Bible as much. You stop seeking God like you was. You was fasting. You stop fasting. You know, I'm thinking being content, you know. In our society, it is not normal to step down. Once a certain level of income or spending has been attained, it's considered a sign of failure to step down. No. Sometimes you have to step down for more than one reason. It just don't have to be financial either. You know, even in the face of certain disasters, the image must be maintained. Families that suffer a job loss will continue to maintain their style of living through debt rather than risk the stagnant of failure. Others who have felt God leading to reduce their lifestyle fail to respond because of social status pressure. You know, and that's what's wrong with a lot of the American people that living a lifestyle. And when they lose their job, their home, their cars, they want to give up, you know. They fail to respond because of social status. You know, but is the concept of conservation and moderation really a loser attitude? You know, not according to biblical standard. You know, contentment can be achieved without personal discipline. You know, the word of God says in Luke 16:13-14, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Nor the Pharisees, who was lovers of money, was listening to all these things, and they were scoffing at him. You know, and he said to them, beware. Be on your guard against every form of greed. For not even when one has an abundance does his life consist of his possession. You'll find that in Luke 12 and 15. You know, the majority of warnings in Christ's message were to be wealthy, not the poor, in poverty. You know, the issue is usually black and white, honesty or dishonesty. In affluence, it is much more stubborn. In America, I believe nearly everyone would be graded as wealthy by any biblical standard. Our anxieties and worries are not related to the lack of things, but rather to the loss of things. You know, many, if not most Christians, inwardly fear they might lose the material goods they have acquired. If anybody's trying to call in, everything shut down on my end here, but I'm going to continue using the phone, so I can't pull you up by computer or bring you in at this time. But I hope you can hear me when you call in or by phone. You know, therefore, they can promise God's best for their lives to hang on to the very way of life that brought so much worry and turmoil before they met the Lord. You know, this does not necessarily mean surrendering the assets. It means being willing to. You know, as we read the scriptures, although many scriptures teach us about the danger of material riches, God's word does not teach that poverty is an alternate. God wants us to understand that money is a tool to use in accomplishing his plan through us. If we are to find true contentment, we must establish some basic guidelines. And I have one for sure. Establish a reasonable standard of living. Just being contented, y'all, after you've lost this and lost that. Having a surplus does not mean that there is for us to use as we want. So is the man who lapped up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. You'll find that in Luke 2 and 21. It is important to develop a lifestyle based on conviction, not circumstances. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? You'll find that in 2 Peter 3 and 11. You know, since there is no universal plan suitable for everyone, this must be a standard, especially among husband, wives, and God. You know, obviously God will assign Christian at every economic tier. If God's plan for you is at the upper tier, there will be a purpose for the abundance and a ministry through it. We're still talking about being contented, you all. Just having an abundance is not a sign of God's blessing. Satan can easily duplicate any worldly riches. God's riches are without sorrow and are for bringing others to salvation. A disciplined lifestyle with an abundance is greater witness than the abundance could ever be. Establish a habit of giving, being content. Above the tithe, God wants Christians to be involved with the needs of others. And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. You know, there is no better way to appreciate what we as children of God have than to observe those who truly have needs. That means being contented. No, you may not have been able to go out and spend a fortune this year on a gift for somebody, but don't you know, just to call them, go by and see them, take them a card, fix them a little something that you have at home if you had to make them something, or if you made a pot of soup or something and took to them gumbo. You know, there's many ways that you're feeling sorry for yourself, but it's somebody else worse less than you. So be content. Don't worry about what the Nixon had, the Rockefeller had, the Jones had, but say, God, I thank you for what you blessed me with. You know, every Christian should be directly involved with the needs of another. You know, there are many Christian organizations that act as a funnel for such funds. You know, if you can't be personal involved, this is the best alternative. With millions of people literally starving in the world today, the rewards are saved lives as well as soul. And I know all of you can do that. You heard people call you, but I don't like where I'm at. I don't like my job, or I don't like my neighborhood. And half of the people they don't know in the neighborhood, but they're not trying to do something else to help the neighborhood where everybody could be content. You know, at this present time, your abundance being a supply for their wants, that their abundance also may become a supply for your want, that there may be equity, as it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little had no lack. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 8:14-15. Carla, would you like to say something else? I think we still have you online. Hello? You know, we can establish.
Okay, are you talking to me over
yes,
here?
Yes, ma'am, because I can't get nobody else. I don't know if somebody else has tuned in, but while everything went out on this end, so I won't be able to get up and check nothing until after the show is over. So, but
okay.
We're still going to give God praise today. We're still talking about being content. And you may have something that you would like to say today on the air by being content.
Well, contentment is that's the action part of the product of the individual. And I say that because it can be a verb or an adverb, being content. The verb is content here. When you find yourself in contentment, we find that wisdom is applied. Memory is blessed. The head of the household is secure. And on the other hand, may be insecure.
Mm-hmm.
But God will not let a good man starve to death. Lazy men, totally different. But a good man is hard to find. And the Bible does define good as a relative superior activity which can be bribed or can be cut a loop. But the state of your mind in being content is the action that we're looking here. What state of mind do you have? Are you settled? Are you prepared for situations that can disrupt your thinking ability? Are you prepared for the next delusion that may face you? Are you prepared for the next situation that may confront your life and change your immediate intentions of what you had prepared to do? So we must be prepared to live with contentment. And being content is like settling down and looking at a mirror and looking at all of the good portions of your life. You know, look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you look to yourself? How do you feel about yourself? What are you doing to refresh yourself? What blessings do you have that God has given you? What blessings are you looking to reframe your mind? What distortions, on the other hand, will come and confront you? And as was said in your teaching, being content is it's an attribute, and it can be a situation that becomes an abnormality. So let's look at contentment today to follow in the instructions that we had today. There were warnings in the product of what you taught today, a warning about what wisdom that's attained. In attaining wisdom, it can only come from God, not man.
Mm-hmm.
The reward of wisdom is how they are directed. And the school of actuality, there's some fractions in there too. We will encounter fractions. We will encounter the number system, 1 through 10. We'll encounter some upgrades and some downgrades. Also, in contentment, there are godly things that we look for in contentment. What godly things are they? how I represent myself in Christ Jesus, my reasonable service as a Christian, set it to show myself approved unto God, a workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Those are the forms of contentment. The other part that I would like to bring up, when you find yourself in a place that may challenge you as an individual, are you prepared to speak to those people in the manner with a contented attitude? Not frustrations, but being content. That means I can handle valuable substances. I can handle distortions. I can handle those that will offend me. I can handle that as well. I'm content in the things that I know that God is going to construct me and lead me and provide for me to stand when there's nothing else to stand for. Stand because God is there. I'm contented to know that. I know the answer that God will construct me to use. I don't know it, but God will give me the answer. He said he'll give you wisdom. He'll give you the words to speak when you need to speak. He'll speak through you and for you. That's being contented. And the last but not least being contented, there are pleasant words like the honeycomb. If your soul is satisfied, the words that come out of your mouth will be like the honeycomb. They'll be refreshing. They'll be a blessing to others. They may not understand everything, but they'll know that there's something different about the honeycomb that's resting in your mouth today, that's giving the sweet savor of God, that's blessing the nation that you speak to, that's honoring God in the proportions of life that you need to construct and honor him in. And that's all faith. But using that relationship that God has given us, the relationship with God is what it's all about. If I don't have that relationship, I cannot be contented. If I don't have the relationship with God, I cannot do nothing. If I don't have the relationship with God, I'm on the outside. I want to say, don't get out of the box now. Stay inside of the box in this case, so that you can keep that robe wrapped around you. You can keep the blood of Jesus that sustains you. You're covered under the blood. You're covered in Christ Jesus, and you're a born-again believer, and you're going to stand on the word of God, being content. And that's my part of what I can come up with today.
Right, praise God. Well, thank you so much, caller, because that is so true. I hope they was listening in. I can't see if anybody, would come in, but we're going to proceed on as long as we can. We just thank because God is able. We already decreed and declare whatever is going on, if it's a transformer blue, that they will have it fixed shortly. If not, I'm still going to be content because I'm going to continue on going on with what God has given me to do today in spite of what may have happened. Christians are discontented, caller. Many Christians today are discontented. Not because they aren't doing well, but because others are doing better. You've run across people like that, some people that's never satisfied with what God has blessed them with. They want what the Jones got or what the Rockefellers got or what the Jacksons got. And God has blessed them. The Jackson, the Rockefeller, and the Nelsons is over there wishing they had what the Jones got. And, vice versa. You got to let your character be free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. You'll find that in Hebrews 13:5. Too often we let the urgent things take priority over the important things. Virtually every get-rich-quick scheme is directed at those who have not established firm priorities. This implies that more money is the way to glorify God. No, and that it is a sign of failure not to have every desire met. You will not get every desire met. This is the same attitude that Paul admonished in 1 Corinthians 4:7-21. At your leisure, just pick up your Bible and read 1 Corinthians 4:7-21. Paul was talking about priorities was established according to God's plan for his life, and that didn't happen to include the accumulation of money and material things. If spiritual and family priorities was considered before financial desire, few Christians would get involved with free time, money scheme. Most of the free time is actually robbed from the Lord and the family. Being content today. We need to develop a thankful attitude. It's remarkable as you do a search and you look around your city in America that America could ever think that God had failed us materially. That attitude is probably only when we allow Satan to convince us to compare ourselves to others. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambitions in your heart, do not be arrogant and so lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, naturally demonic. You'll find that in James 3, 14 and 15. You know, the primary defense against this attitude is praise to God. Satan used lavish and waste to create discontentment and self-ambition. Why else would a man drive himself to acquire more than he needs or can logically use and in the process destroy his health, family, and usefulness to God? That's being not being contented, you all. Thankfulness is a state of mind, not an accumulation of assets. You know, until a Christian can truly thank God for what he has and be willing to accept that as God's provision for his life, contentment will never be possible. You know, we have to reject a fearful spirit. You know, another tool of Satan is the question, what if dedicated Christians get trapped and too hard because they fear the what if or retirement, disability? You know, some of you all on retirement. You say your check don't go that far, but at the close of the month, disability, unemployment, economical collapse, and so on. Just think about how you contented. You may not like where you are in that play, but God has never failed you. He has never left you. You're getting everything that you need that God wants you to have. He's supplying your every need. Being content. You know, God wants us to consider these things, even plan for them within reason, you know. But when fear dictates to the point that giving to God's work is hindered, foolish risks are assumed and word become the normal rather than the exceptional. You know, contentment is impossible. You know, a Christian must consciously reject the attitude of fear. It may be necessary to face the fear to claim God's victory. If the fear is a lack of surplus, it may be necessary to live without it in order to conquer it. Live within the means God have given you. If he give you a 9-to-5 job, making X amount of dollars, be contented living that. When he see he can trust you with more money, a better job, more responsibility, he's going to give it to you. And until that time, be contented to keep working in the vineyard for God. Keep your focus. You know, seek God's will for your life. More than I count all things to be lost in view of the surplus value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. You know, when you read in Philippians 3 and 8, it was telling you to, yet doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do not count them but done, that I may win Christ. My. You know, you need to, when I went to verse 13 in Philippians 4 and 13. I'm going to read the word from the Bible, what it says. 4 and 13 say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You need to stand up to the fear and know that I can do all things through him who strengthened me. It's Christ Jesus that strengthened you. It's Christ Jesus that have you going from day to day. It's Christ Jesus that have you to be contented. But when you want to get out the will of God, you're looking over across the fence at something somebody else had that was somebody else doing, you're going to stay combobulated, all confused. You won't be contented. If you got a Dodge car
and it's running fine. It's nothing wrong with it. It's paper. Don't even have a scratch on it. Be content. Why look over at the neighbor to have a brand new Cadillac? You don't know how they're paying for that Cadillac. But you can sit over here and say, no note, Sadie. No note, Sadie, letting you know. This is paper. The money I would have paid for a car note, something else God had for me to do. I can build up the kingdom more. So be content in what God give you. Know all the time it may hurt. It may not feel be what you want it to be. But he's trying to take you somewhere, and only way he's going to take, he has to start at the bottom and work you on up to the top. But if you want to stay to the top, never hit the bottom, never got in the middle of going up them ladder, when you come back down, falling down them ladders, you're going to meet those people going up the ladder that went step by level to level in the word of God. They was contented to stay in the project 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Maybe they didn't like it. But they know that's what they could afford. And when God seen he could trust them with that, he said, well, wait a minute. Let me increase their knowledge, their finances. Let me give them a better job. I see how they're paying their tithes. They're doing their offering. They're being contented. Even they may not have enough money to pay their rent, but they're still paying their tithes, their offering. They're doing a worthy cause. The building up the kingdom of heaven, not out there trying to go gamble, not out there trying to drink up everything, not out trying to play Peter, Paul, and Mary, but they actually is stretching what they have for their family. So I see they got 10 children and a husband, the only one working, and they stretching, that wife is stretching that check as far as she can. She getting the essentials out of that check. I'm just using these for example on being content. You know, you have to ask. I went to Philippians 4:7, and the word of God says, and the peace of God which is passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You know, we have to have trust God's promise. Don't waver, but trust what God said. And the peace of God which is surpassed all comprehension shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. My. You know, being content today. Are you all content on where you are today? How many times have you complained to a friend about a work situation, a life situation, only to have them remind you that we have to learn to be content where we are? You know, as sincere as that friend may be, with a loving attitude and all, they could very well be giving you some bad advice on something. So you got to know, check out what contentment really means. Satisfied with one had, is, or has, not wanting more of anything else until God provided for you. You know, often we struggle, we all struggle with something from time to time. But God is the one that's in charge of everything. No matter what your feelings or desires may be, if you're, you know, ignoring God's call on your life to do something different, what if you actually had so little work to do at your place of employment that your issues become one of fulfillment as opposed to contentment? You know, my. Are you living in disbelief today, living in disobedience to God? Think about it now. You want to be contented. So God will raise you up. So today, that's the topic we had today on contentment. How to be contentment. You know, praying it daily, it means thanking for the, you know, for what you have. Lord, I thank you that I'm not in debt. I'm debt free. Or I'm getting out of debt. I'm paying all my bills on time. God, I thank you. I'm contented. This is a person right down the street you may know. Can't make no notes. Can't pay their bills. Don't know where their next meal coming from. But God has provided for you. And that you can provide to help somebody else. So learn how to be content. We thank God for this show today. In the midst of everything that went on here, which we don't know what happened yet, but we still giving God praise. We're giving him the glory. Because I figure when I start talking about this at the new year, being content,
You make so many resolutions at the beginning of the year for the month of the January. You're going to do this and you're going to do that and you're going to do this. But when you boil down to it, you may try for a week. And then you back to your same old ways of doing something different, wasn't productive. We have to learn how to be content. The Bible said that to be content. And, you know, for what God is doing. And we want to give God praise today for everything that's going on. And as we get ready to close this broadcast off today, I want to thank my guests for coming on, Pastor Mitchell, so much for coming on and lending an ear and her voice to you all to tell you about contentment. And I hope you was able to receive something from her and I today. We are just the mail ladies delivering the mail today. And I want to tell her thank you again. I want to tell all the listeners that listen in, and I could not pull you up on kind of the current and everything went off on this end. And I'll find out what happened. But until then, I had to keep going. I couldn't give up. I couldn't throw in the towel. I couldn't say, well, let me get with y'all next week. I had to take care of what's right now, what's before me. And I give God praise for it today. And I know we'll probably be going off a few minutes earlier because I'm watching my watch for the time. And I'm giving God praise. So it just will be a few minutes. We may go off about 2 or 3 minutes earlier than we normally do. But just remember, be content. Strive to be all you can and all God had for you to be. He is the blesser. He's the giver. And he will bless you in due time. He will move you from whatever situation you may find yourself in right now, even the second day of January. God is still in control. The more you learn, he'll move you from the natural to the supernatural in the year of 2013. So start training your mind that I'm going to go with the word. And as God moved me from level to level, from glory to glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, until next week, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for everyone that tuned in today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, that everything just popped back on because I didn't give up. I stayed on the task, the assignment that you give me to do today, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for being the mail lady, dear Heavenly Father, that delivered the mail today, dear Heavenly Father, on being content. I was content because I know you had a plan, dear Heavenly Father, that you was going to work it out, dear Heavenly Father. I had no doubt that you surely would bring us out. And God, I say thank you for every listener that will call in, that will check the archives later. Lord, I thank you for a brand new year, for brand new mercy, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you today. I'm hoping every person that listened to this broadcast this year, dear Heavenly Father, with a new resolution to serve you, not man-made revolution, but to be able to tap into the souls more of you, dear Heavenly Father, to give you the glory, to give you the praise, because it's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. Let each person that listened to me today, dear Heavenly Father, have a new focus, have a new passion, have a new mission, all based on the new things that you want them to do through this new year, 2013. God, we say thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you. And Lord, we sure enough glorify you. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen, 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 and hallelujah. I want to thank everyone again for hanging in there. Even when the obstacles looked bleak, I didn't give up. I didn't throw in the towel. Until next Wednesday, you all be blessed in the new year. Prosperity, good health, and everything be with each and every person that come to this line or will tune in later. I love each and every one of you. And my little saying is, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that's listening in right now. And if you would like to be a guest this year on Blog Talk, please email me at Blog Talk, Joy and Peace, or Overseer Sadie Elliott. And I would gladly love to have you on. You may have a topic that you would like
for the world to know about, something that you went through or something God brought you through, a topic God have given to you. So please feel to come on, let me know, email me. If you like this show, check it off as a popular show for 2013, because 2013, Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation is going somewhere. So if y'all want to go with Joy and Peace, get on board, because we are going somewhere. We are mission, we are team, we are outreach that is on the move. So if you want to get on, just call on in, just send us a text, send us an email. We are glad to respond back to you. And until next week, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.